That's all I've ever called it, was a Cox fence. I just imagine the Cox people would like that, too.
I bet they would. What do you call a very tall building in the city that's used for offices or apartments or something?
I guess I've always used skyscraper. Well, now I don't know. Occasionally I might find myself describing a building as being an excessive multi-story building. Of course, and that depends on what circle you're in again. I used to work in an apartment maintenance. And in apartment maintenance, we started, like you talk about your single-story dwellings and so forth, your multi-family dwellings or your single-family dwellings, and then you started going into multi-story buildings. And multi-story building is anything over two stories.
What do you call a parking lot that has several levels built, one above the other?
It's a parking garage.
Okay. Do
you? We used to have a thing, I used to call it pigeon hole parking.
Is it the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay.
Well, pigeon hole parking lot was a little bit different. The cars went up on a elevator, you know, like
oh.
You could move. This thing would slide along, say it was four levels,
yeah.
Three levels, and it just took cars up, I think cars would be parked two into a bay light, and this thing would go up like a giant forklift, and like the cars would go up from there,
uh-huh.
You know, so that was pigeonhole parking.
Building equipped with automatic clothes washers and dryers.
Well, it started out to me being a washateria. Now it's a laundromat.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. What other words do you use for money?
Bread.
Okay. Yeah.
Green, cash, lines.
What?
Lines.
What's a new
one? Well, how did that happen? You have to do. Well, let's talk about fishing. You got a fishing line, right?
Okay.
People cast out their lines, and it's either they have a long line or a short line. And like, if you have a short line, you can do better fishing. I mean, a long line, you can do better fishing farther out.
Yeah.
In a short line, you don't get very much. So, you know, I guess I can't remember exactly when we started calling money lines, but it's like you say, you know, hey, do you have any money? No, my lines are short. I can't do, you know, like, that means your purchasing power or whatever is going to be cut down. It's like, I can't do very much fishing today. You know, not much I can fish for because my lines are short.
Yeah.
And usually if a dude got paid, he'd say, you know, my lines are long today, man.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.